electoral votes for Hillary Clinton.
These are all projections, we will say, but
we also have Maryland with 10 electoral votes.
Projections, not official.
Projections, yes, keep in mind. Disclaimer, that's not happening.
Everyone's getting really excited, but it's not really the case.
We also have Rhode Island, Delaware, and the District of Columbia.
These are also things that are typically states that vote blue. So
none of these are huge upsets or anything.
Also, a lot of very slow electoral votes.
But it will make the electoral vote much closer. At this point, I actually think Hillary will be winning. I think, right? So Oklahoma, Tennessee, and one other state. You are on air. You're on air. Yeah, you are.
Now we're all on air, and we're going to be very
Mississippi.
Careful with our language. Yeah, we are.
Okay.
Key race alerts, says CNN.
Seeing as we're just narrating what's happening on CNN at the moment, we're going to switch over to the musical stylings of DJ Mirror Selfie.
What the hell is wrong with you tonight? I can't.
stripping all my gear. Well, guess what, Mr. President, I'll be seeing you in 4 years. Though on the campaign trail the papers make me like a clown, still all I see are crowds who want to fit me for a crown. I point out all my enemies, just so my fans bring them down. Can't you tell I'm unwell?
just a small note for everyone. We want to continue providing updates as they happen, and it seems like right now Florida was about 740 votes about 2 minutes ago. It's about 800, 900 votes, which is pretty close. So we'll keep you posted on that one. But we'll let you get back to the music. Here you go.
Gagging perfume. legs will then spread around the world, and a rapist known as freedom, free doom. Democracy, liberty, and justice were revolutionary code names that preceded the bubbling, 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 bubbling in the mother country's crotch. What does Webster say about soul? All I want is a good home and a wife and a children and some food to feed them every night. After all is said and done, build new route to China if they'll have you. Who will survive in America? 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 be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Teen election. How's it going for everyone? The mics are working now. Okay, we continue to have technical difficulties because we are doing a live broadcast from Tufts Campus Center, but we're going to have fun with it, and it's going to go great.
Yeah, definitely.
So how's everyone doing?
Oh, boy. You know, just trying my very hardest to stave off this panic attack. But
yeah, that's how I feel, too. Yeah, we did yoga here at the Campus Center.
Does anybody have a paper bag that I could breathe into?
And we're getting some shade for maybe saying we did it, even if we didn't. But to talk about the election, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about what's
making us stressed?
Well, Florida is real close.
I think last thing I saw, it was like 1,000 votes difference. More than that? Less than that?
Yes. Is your microphone not working? Here, you can.
Yeah, there you go.
You fixed it. Congratulations. Yeah.
Cool.
Here.
We might be having some
here,
more.
We're going to switch
problems.
Over real quick.
1-2-1-2
Okay, yeah. 1-2-1-2 Check.
Maybe it's my voice. Maybe I just have like a pitch that people can't hear on air.
Okay, something important is coming through, so we're just going to live chat you through it. CNN projection is going to say that Donald Trump won South Carolina and Alabama. Hunter and I are speaking over each other. Oh, you're just talking to a dead mic at this point.
Yeah. I took a good mic, I think.
I don't think so.
Spencer is on it, though. He's our
last child. But I think we might be calling maybe something for Hillary. No, key race alert. Okay, we're going to read... Arkansas, it's too early to call, probably because their polls did only close like 55 seconds ago.
Yes. A lot of polls are closing.
Closing polls.
They are closing.
Okay, so the race has gotten much tighter. It's now 68-66 with electoral votes.
Donald Trump is showing a strong showing in the Midwestern states. Once again, no surprises yet, really, with any flip-flops. Only battleground state that's getting close to being declared, I think, is New Hampshire. But still nothing really concrete yet. But we are getting...
Maine's blue. I'm pretty sure.
We can look.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it'll get our, like...
Yes.
Maine, according to 538, is projected to be Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
How much, though?
82.6% likely.
I just want to throw in that in moments of real anxiety that you're feeling right now, just automatically add in California's 55 electoral votes for Clinton. It'll make you feel better.
Yeah, I think that's... Can you tell us how it feels to be California?
It feels great to be from California.
Right now or always?
We're probably going to legalize marijuana.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
That's also probably going to happen in Massachusetts, which is going to be...
Really? I didn't know if it was...
Currently, it's actually polling at 68% to be passed in Massachusetts.
That's why the college students come out to vote.
I actually think it's crazy high, even among people who are not college students, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah, I think we should talk about those things that we voted on today called propositions.
Local ballot initiatives. Those are important. So there were four.
Four in Medford, five in Somerville.
Exactly, yeah. So the first ballot initiative actually had to do with a gambling license. I don't know, have you guys heard about this? Did you vote on it? Yeah, so what I've heard about it is that this license that they're trying to get for people or for this one company, they've already tried to get it through the Gambling Commission, and they have said, no, we don't want to give it to you. And then the Gambling Commission's like, but you can maybe do a ballot initiative. And I think that ultimately a lot of people who are against the what was on the ballot initiative said that they just did not – they used this process – incorrectly, just through and through. So we can't, I mean, at this point, it doesn't really matter what we say about what you vote for because polls in Massachusetts have closed. We hope that you did go and vote for it.
Maybe we can talk about like what will happen if it's passed.
Yeah, if it is passed, it seems like there's going to be a new slot gambling location at Suffolk Downs, which is actually currently a mix of a abandoned racetrack and motorhome park. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think the two of the more interesting potentially ballot initiatives, at least for Massachusetts, were question two and question four.
Yeah.
So did both of you vote in Massachusetts?
Yeah.
So do you want to talk about question two a little bit? Yes.
Question two was about raising the cap charter. I know.
WMFO, I guess we'll say this throughout the evening, but WMFO has no official stance on anything that'll come through the election. And we'll try and keep those personal stances limited into what we say, but, you know, and in terms of Massachusetts, things are closed. Things are closed, so at this point, it doesn't really matter. The FCC might say otherwise, but we personally can have opinions. But
we just don't represent this.
We do not represent WMFO as the freeform entity that it is and will always be. So
we're so freeform. But yeah, ballot initiative number 4 was about legalizing
of marijuana.
It's interesting to me because Massachusetts doesn't have medical marijuana.
No.
Right?
They just want to do it 0 to 100.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
it was proposed in 4 years ago.
If it does pass, it'll be interesting to see how quickly shops pop up.
So it actually would take effect
nothing.
It actually take effect December 15th.
This year?
Yeah, of this
I
year.
I did not realize it would be that
fast. Yeah. However, the process to get dispensaries up and running would be slow, so dispensaries might take a little while to pop up. But you could actually start growing your own marijuana December 15th if you're interested.
Oh my God, my lifelong dream.
You can grow up to 10 ounces of marijuana, and you can possess up to 10 ounces of marijuana at your home. You can carry up to 1 ounce of marijuana on your person when you're in public. You can also give as a gift up to 1 ounce to someone.
Interesting.
So if you grow 10 ounces and you give a gift to someone, you can do that for 1 ounce.
It has to be a gift?
Yeah, because selling it would be illegal.
And then what about driving?
Driving. So that's, I think, the tough thing. As I know, there is no way to check if someone is high and driving. Obviously a crime. So if you do smoke marijuana, WMFO's official stance is do not smoke and drive. Do not drink and drive.
Or drink and drive.
Do not do anything under the influence and drive.
Do not do anything under the influence.
Yes. That's not... Yeah, that's... Okay.
So,
but, I think that nothing really is coming of the polls. Did you see
too
something?
Early. Yep. Too early. Sorry.
Florida, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Virginia are all too early to call. Interesting that they're not saying too close to call, even though most of those states / all of those states have closed already. But we'll see as they progress.
The verbiage is important here.
Yeah. You know, there's probably some real reason why they did that.
Yeah. Probably because they literally just closed the polls.
Yeah, probably. They probably realized that it's a little strange.
Everybody's jumping the gun.
Yeah.
It's just how it always is.
But beyond the 4 initiatives that were here in Massachusetts, it's actually interesting to look at what was being voted on in ballots around the country. So there was actually 162 ballot initiatives on all electorates around the 50 states. Of those, we know that 9 of them were for marijuana. We talked about one was Massachusetts, one of them is California.
Yeah, what are the others?
I don't actually know all the other 7 off the top of my head. I did include...
DC is one.
I believe Arizona is one, actually, too. Mm-hmm. Or Nevada, not sure. But beyond...
Aren't they the same, anyway?
Basically, just states over there. We also are seeing ballot initiatives to raise minimum wage. Actually, there is one interesting ballot initiative that is actually to lower the minimum wage, which is interesting. In South Dakota, the ballot initiative on minimum wage is to lower the current minimum wage for children, which is strange. Not really sure what's going on there. Hopefully they go against that. That would be unfortunate.
The South should secede.
Yeah. And beyond that, we also see votes for healthcare and gun laws. Glad to see that some states are taking care of gun laws.
Except easily could be like to legalize open.
No,
open
I actually looked at them.
Oh,
and
really?
They're all for reducing magazines. There's one actually that would allow a court order in a certain state. I forget what the state it is. Let me look it up. In the state of Washington, they would allow courts to provide a court order that would prevent people from buying guns if they are particularly aggressive or violent people.
Interesting.
So it seems like at least the gun law ballots that we saw were pretty good. You know, local ballot initiatives are very important. A lot of people think that this election is all about the presidency, but there's a lot of things on the ballot. And if your polls are still open, you should definitely be voting on them.
Yeah, if you're listening on the West Coast right now and you haven't voted, please go vote.
Mm-hmm. If you're in Massachusetts, which you probably are if you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Unless you're my family.
Or my family.
And all the friends they have at their house right now.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, if you're...
Hello, Lily's his family and friends.
Go vote if you haven't. If you're listening to the radio and haven't voted, why I'm so confused. I don't know. Go vote. But yeah, I think we've talked for a while. So let's play some music. What you would expect from us. That's why we are the Freeform Music Station.
Yes.
Cool.
Here we go.
We'll talk to you in a little bit.
Solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan. more money for people with minds that hate. All I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. Of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow.
That we know and this regret I got accustomed to. Once was the ride when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we get snatched. I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility, and you don't own nothing to me but to walk away. I have no capacity. He walked. Stress the man when there's so many real things at hand. We could have never had it all. We had to hit a wall. So this is inevitable withdrawal. Even if I stop wanting you, that perspective pushes true. I'll be some next man's other woman. So I can't play myself again. I should just be my own best friend. I fuck myself in the head with stupid man. He walks away, the sun goes down, he takes the day, but I'm gone, and in your way, in this blue shade, my tears dry on their own, so we are history, the shadow comes, the sky will fall away, he walks away, the sun goes down, he takes the day. close to no day. Cause as we kiss goodbye, the sun sets. So we are history. The shadow covers me. The sky above the blaze. Lonely lovers see. He walks away. The sun goes.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, hello.
Welcome back to WMFO's live coverage of Election Night 2016.
Yes.
So, we got about